Thursday, December 21st, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we commemorate St. Peter Canisius, priest and doctor. St. Peter Canisius was born in Holland in 1521. He studied at Cologne, entered the Society of Jesus, and was ordained a priest in 1546. Sent to Germany, he strenuously for many years by his writings and teachings to safeguard and confirm the Catholic faith. Of his numerous books, the Catechism is most renowned. St. Peter died in Switzerland in 1597. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. The Lord is close at hand, come let us worship him. Psalm 95. Come let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of his earth, the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is close at hand, come, let us worship him. In the morning prayer hymn, the night now is ending, the day is drawing near. People who live in darkness soon will know who their Savior is, who unexpected comes from afar, the Son of Man, the morning star. The night now is ending, the day is drawing near. Signs in the star, in sun and the moon, say that the day is coming soon. Hear the Lord speak, rise up to be free, for your salvation soon to be. The night now is ending, the day is drawing near. When the sea roars and floods the land, striking your life out of your hand, know in your fear and dying pain that you will rise and live again. The night now is ending, the day is drawing near. And now, the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. Psalm 87. On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all of Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called mother, for all shall be her children. It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In his register of peoples he writes, these are her children. And while they dance, they will sing, in you all find their home. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord God, your only Son wept over ancient Jerusalem, soon to be destroyed for its lack of faith. He established the new Jerusalem firmly upon rock and made it the mother of the faithful. Make us rejoice in your church and grant that all people may be reborn into the freedom of your Spirit. Repeating the first antiphon, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me. For you are my refuge and my strength. Psalm 2. To you, bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true. Isaiah chapter 40. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Who has cupped in his hand the waters of the sea and marked off the heavens with a span? Who has held and measured the dust of the earth, weighed the mountains and scales and hills in the balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or has instructed him as his counselor? Whom did he consult to gain knowledge? Who taught him the path of judgment, or showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations count as a drop of the bucket, as dust in the scales. The coastlands weigh no more than powder. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor its animals be enough for holocausts. Before him all the nations are naught as nothing, and void he accounts them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true. And the third antiphon, turn to us, O Lord, make haste to help your people. Psalm 99. The Lord is king, the peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim, the earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, bow down before Zion, his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will, they kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord, our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives, yet you punished all their offenses. Exalt the Lord our God, bow down before his holy mountains, for the Lord our God is holy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, God, you are the source of all holiness. Though no one can see you and live, you give the most generously, and in an even greater way restore it. Sanctify our priests through your life-giving word, and consecrate your people in this blood until in his blood until our eyes see your face. Repeating the antiphon, turn to us, O Lord, make haste to help your people. And a reading for this Thursday morning is from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14b through 15. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall be living on curds and honey by the time he learns to reject the bad and choose the good. And the responsory, your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. You will see his glory within you. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. And now the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. There is no need to be afraid. In 5 days our Lord will come to us. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. There is no need to be afraid. In 5 days our Lord will come to us. And our intercessions. To Jesus Christ our Lord, who came among us in his mercy, let us constantly cry out with joy, Come, Lord Jesus. You came from the Father to take on our human nature, now set free what has harmed us in us by sin. Come, Lord Jesus. One day you will come again in glory to your chosen people. Come to us today and help us sinners to recognize your mercy and tender love. Come, Lord Jesus. We glory in praising you, Lord Jesus. Come and bring us your salvation. Come, Lord Jesus. Through faith you lead us into light. May we reveal your justice through our deeds. Come, Lord Jesus. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, you gave St. Peter Canisius wisdom and courage to defend the Catholic faith. By the help of his prayers, may all who seek the truth rejoice in finding you. And may all who believe in you be loyal in professing their faith. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.